League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. Here we are. Another week, another podcast. I'm Leanne Campbell. This is Ladies of Liverpool. And as you know by now, we do like to have our sponsor, Skin by Sam. Find Skin with two eyes by Sam on Instagram. I'll tell you why I know about Skin by Sam in a little bit. If you've been following me on Instagram, you'll know I recently went to Cannes and I'm struggling. I'll be honest, I've been for a little treatment, which I'll talk to our guest all about. Our guest this week is Ali. Now, Ali used to be pre-loved by Ali.
Yeah.
Now she's loved by Ali.
Yeah.
It's all about vintage clothing and a love for fashion. But we do want to talk about love, life and everything in between. So if you like a podcast that's going to really encourage you to turn negativity into positivity, how you can take the worst times of your life and turn them into something good, this is the episode for you.
Ladies of Liverpool.
You've got your page. We're going to flog your page first of all.
Okay.
How do people find you if they want to be listening to this in their ears, but looking at you through their eyes?
Okay. So what you want to do, you can go on Instagram and I am loved with a little full stop by Ali. You can find me exactly the same place on Facebook. And then you can also get me on your internet. Have you even got a website?
Oh, you sound like me, Mum, Ali.
I've got a website.
You can find me on the Google. If you just Google www.
That's all you need to do. Just put in www. Don't forget the dots. And everything is
where
loved by
Ali.
Where
else on the internet apart from Instagram and Facebook are you talking
Google.
About? Google. Oh, well, just on the Google. There you go. She's got a website. That's what she's trying
basically,
to say.
Basically, I've got a website.
This is why I love Ali, because she's not the most technical. And
not at all.
She didn't have any experience in what she actually does for a living now, which I think is a total vibe. How many people are stuck in a job they absolutely hate and wish they were doing something that they loved? You took your passion and turned it into profit. And that's what I want to talk about. So you've got this pre-loved page where you've got this community of women and men who follow you. Now, I'm going to put it like this, and this is going to sound really random. Might freak you out a little bit. Our Ali on a Friday night strips off on Instagram Live and shows everyone her bits and bobs. But she does it because she's showing off clothing. But you do it in a way that I've never seen anybody else do it before. So you'll be there in some kind of body stocking of sorts, or just your knickers and bra.
Unitard.
And you're talking to people who come to your page not only for fashion and pre-loved clothing and vintage stuff. They come for love and fun.
Community.
And to feel part of a gang.
Yeah, for
You've
sure.
You've got this lovely little gang. Tell us how it started. Because this is where it gets really, really interesting. We're going to go back into your life further back, but let's start with why this business came to fruition.
Yeah, I started this. Basically, it was my youngest daughter's idea. We'd sadly lost my mum during COVID. Really, really awful. I was on FaceTime to my mum. We were chatting away. We were having this lovely conversation. I was sort of taking the mickey out of her and my dad and saying, oh, you little lovebirds, you know, they just had crumpets and they were having a lovely time. I was even skitting her and saying, oh, God, Mum, I might have another baby on the way, you know, really, really.
Just having a laugh.
Yeah, having a lovely conversation. And then Mum just sort of changed and started crying, like really, really crying. And I was thinking, oh, my God, I was actually in bed really poorly at the time with COVID, which was horrendous. But I'm like looking at my husband and I'm saying, what's up with my mum?
Yeah.
You know, whispering and thinking, oh my God, what's up with mum? Anyway, then her lip went, you know, like when a baby cries and their lip goes. Oh, it just broke my heart and she couldn't speak. She just couldn't speak and she was just looking at me so desperate and it was heartbreaking. So Anyway, long story short, you know, ambulance, and that was 18 hours. Had to get my eldest son because I couldn't take her because I had COVID, which was the worst thing, was not being able to be with her.
Yeah.
But at that time, we were also scared of COVID. You know, if you caught it, you were going to die. And oh, it was just awful.
My stomach thinking that you spend then after losing your mum, sadly. Did you lose your mum that evening?
Well, we lost mum a week later.
So she was taken into hospital.
Yeah.
You couldn't be instantly by her side.
Once I could see her. And because of all the restrictions, it was really difficult. And it was awful.
Was your dad with your mum when she passed?
Dad was there, but we've sadly lost dad. And he had so many health problems. Mm-hmm. So mum was always his carer.
Yeah.
She was the strong one. She was the fun one, full of life, really young at heart.
It's like your worst nightmare, isn't it?
Horrendous.
I think we all sit there at some point, and we shouldn't, but we do, it's life. And for a moment, that awful thought of what will you do when you lose your mum? Or your dad?
My life was my mum.
Yeah, it creeps in and I kick it out because I can't even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't even.
I totally guess
so that. To lose your mum under those circumstances, you're talking to her 1 minute and then she actually takes...
Yeah.
Was it a brain hemorrhage, wasn't it?
It was a bleed on the brain, yeah.
And it happened in front of your eyes on FaceTime during lockdown.
Which put me straight into shock, as you can imagine. It was just horrendous. I can't begin to describe the feeling of, I just can't, you know.
Because it's everything that comes after it. I should have done this. I would have normally done this. And why didn't I react quicker? And everything that would normally come through your head. But in those times as well, we were all terrified.
We were all terrified. We weren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
You couldn't get an ambulance. You couldn't go into the hospital to visit. It was really awful. So I just went into shock and just went into really awful. I didn't realise. I thought I was just plodding on. But obviously the kids could see I was like really depressed. My youngest daughter, I'm like, I've always loved clothes, always loved fashion. Wardrobes were rammed. And it was my youngest daughter. And she said, Mum, you know, this is like 12 months or so after losing Mum. And Grace had said, oh, Mum, sell a few bits on Facebook, you know, give yourself something to do. Yeah. You'll love it. We still had restrictions and things. So I put up a few pictures, sold everything, but loved the women. Loved, because at that time it was really like cagey. You were meeting people on the street and passing parcels over on the street.
In a car park, honestly.
But you were having like little bits of conversation and getting to speak to people and realise what they'd been going through as well.
Routine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we all need at that time as well. To be going through a depression, losing your mum.
Yeah.
Your whole world's upside down. People are losing their jobs, their income.
Yeah.
You know, you look at people, anyone who says to me, you know, they managed to carry on in and they just work from home. Like myself, I built a studio at home.
Yeah.
I count my lucky stuff. I'd have lost everything if I wasn't able to do that. I'd have lost everything because being self-employed, you didn't get anything.
No.
So I'd have lost everything. I count my lucky stars for that. And my heart goes out to anyone who didn't, you know, have those circumstances put upon them as well.
Yeah.
So you messaged me around this time. Yeah. This is how we became friends. I love this. This is what Lady Liverpool's all about. I've met so many friends through social media and the job that I do. And you popped up in a little DM.
Can you remember what you said?
I tried to scroll through, but we've spoken millions of times since. I can't even find the original message.
I think I was sort of like, oh, I don't know. I think it would have been, I don't blame you if you never read this message, but I think you're great. Would you wear my clothes?
Something like that. Can I send you something? And would you put a picture up of it? Whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, of course I will. Send me what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first thing you sent me, what was it? I can't even remember what the first thing was, but I loved it. You dropped a bag on my front doorstep with all these vintagey bits in.
And I love studying people.
Yeah.
And I like to sort of think, oh, they look great in this. Yeah. And, you know, get someone's vibe of how they're going to wear something. So
you're a little closet stylist.
Yeah, I love it.
So you sent me something that I absolutely loved. Yeah. I did a video for you and I put it on Instagram.
I think you said your Jay was chasing you around the kitchen or something.
Did I? Yeah. Must have been something sexy.
Yeah,
then.
I think it was,
In lockdown, in a sexy outfit. Oh, I was asking for trouble, wasn't I? Oh, we never had a third baby. I'll never know, me and Jay, during that lockdown. But the next thing, the page blows up.
Yeah, absolutely huge. I mean, I don't even know where I was. And you know, you're getting like bing, bing, bing on your phone. And as Leanne said, I am so not technical. What's going on? Yeah, is my phone broke? Why have I got all these people following? And the amount of women that followed me just through you was unbelievable. And to this day, 4 years later, still following me. And they all say, you know, I'm from Leanne.
One of my gang.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, I talk about it all the time on the podcast. Share your light.
Yeah.
Share your look. Just make a space at the
for
table.
Sure.
There's loads of room for everyone to benefit from whatever you're doing. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
You sent me a message and you were like, dead thankful and so lovely. And I was thinking, this is what it's all about. That makes me feel really good. So all my lovely lot then jump onto your page.
Yeah.
And they're buying stuff and they're watching your lives and you're going from strength to strength, aren't you?
And what I love is, as Leanne said before, it's really not, it's gone past the clothes.
Yeah.
It's the women. It's the community. It's the laugh we have.
Yeah.
You know, we really do. The spirit behind these women, they're all good girls from all over the place, all over the country.
Yeah.
Some of them have got really sort of like, you know, they're struggling and maybe they're on their own with the kids.
They've got their own stories to tell.
Friday night,
yeah.
You know,
where you can't go out.
We get together.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm standing here like a lunatic on my own with talking to myself in front of this ring light, like laughing hysterically. And I'm thinking the neighbours are going to think I'm an absolute crackpot.
Yeah.
Stripping off. Trying not to show me bits and bobs as I'm doing
it. It's just the cutest thing to watch.
It's
them.
Funny. It
sometimes
is.
I'll just be scrolling across on a Friday and I'll dip in and you'll be mid-live. So you've got one arm through one top. You're half taking your pants off and you're chatting to
that
someone about
like
the
it.
Husband's just left them. And I'm like, this is gold. It's
that's
absolute
exactly
gold.
It. Yeah.
So when you talk about the friendships of the women that you've met along the way.
Honestly.
Is that the best bit about the job for you?
Definitely. See? It is the best bit. The things that they tell you, they confide in me like I'm their best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I wouldn't know this person. If they walked in this room now, I wouldn't know them. I wouldn't.
Sometimes the easiest person to talk to,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone who's, you're not going to bump into in the street. So going back to you, you're very open and honest.
Yeah,
and I think that's
sure.
what draws people to you. And you talk about everything in your life. So let's talk about it now. Let's talk about Ali. So we've mentioned your mum and how the business came about, and that's probably one of the hardest times in your life, but it's not the only hard time in your life you've had.
No.
So you were married young.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your first husband.
Oh, God. So it's hysterical, really. I got married, I think I was a 22 or 23, and I had one child. I had a child young.
How old?
I was only 19. I was about to go to university. Yeah. It's like first one in our family to go to university, study art.
Yeah.
And I got pregnant. Oh, God. You know. Anyway, I think I'd only done the deed twice as well.
Oh,
I think,
no.
Yeah. I was so naive.
You'd have to do it loads.
Honestly.
To make sure the baby could get out. Wouldn't you?
I'd
be panicking thinking, if it's only been in twice, how's the baby get out?
Honestly. So anyway, I met this man and his first thing was, oh, I'm not going out with her. She's got a child. And I thought, oh, I'll make you go out with me then.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, met this guy and he was just really safe. He was a really nice man. But I was like 22, 23, not really being kissed.
Yeah.
And sort of, you're not the same person as what you are when you know, as you get older. And as I got a little bit more confident, I was sort of like, oh, God, why am I married with kids?
You are.
You know?
You're totally outgrown.
So sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always worried about that with me and Jay, you know?
Yeah.
I always thought because we met so young. And people would tell me all the time, won't last. You would be like 17, 18, won't last, won't last. And I think 99.9% of the time, people are talking about what they know and they've been there. And this is what happens a lot of the time. And I count my lucky stars that we sort of were a rare case that grew together.
Yeah,
but there were times where, as we got older and we had the kids, like you're saying, you start
pressuring
more about yourself, and your life's changing. You do. We had to work at it at times to make sure that we stayed solid. But I think when you know,
you know. You do.
I've heard that so many times. Yeah. You just know. It's when... And I dare to say it, people have said to me, it's when you don't want to lie next to them.
Oh.
And I go, well, I still like lying next to him. So it's thing, well worth the fight. But that's, would you say that for sure? Who's been,
I would definitely say, and the thing with, I mean, I don't want to say this because God love me. I mean, I still love my first husband. You do. I've got children together and everything. But we just didn't have that spark. But then as you get, well, like my second husband, it was fiery and, you know, really sort of passionate and stuff. We're still together. We've had so many ups and downs. But I used to look back and think, oh my God, it was so easy just being married to Mal. You know, oh, I've said his name.
You'd be all right, won't you?
Yeah,
you'd be all right. So how many times have you been married?
Twice.
Just the twice?
Yeah.
And you're still married to the second one?
Yeah.
So Mal, how many years together?
We were together, I would say, in total about 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe, nearly 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you and Mal, I imagine you were the one who broke it off. You were the one who ended things. How did you do that?
Well, do you know what? I wasn't.
You wasn't?
No. This
that
is going to shock
me,
you.
Ali.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
He got sick to death of you not putting out.
He did.
You were sweating. He's gone, Ali, you've got to go, girl.
Yeah, that's it.
You're the bitch.
Honestly,
get out
of my
bed.
It. I don't want you anymore. That's exactly it.
Oh, Ali, that's weird.
He came with, I'll never forget, it's hysterical when I look back. He went out on the Sunday night and I'd said to my mum, he's not coming back. Mm. Anyway, he turns up the next day. Don't know where he'd been the night before.
Oh.
He gave me his key. He took his video machine and his Nintendo. So I knew he was gone for good.
And just and said, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
We're done.
Yeah.
Do you think he was with someone the night before?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Because we've named him now, so we can't say. My mother always says, a man doesn't leave unless he's got something lined up.
No.
Women do. I think women will just say, I'll leave everything. I know so many women who've left the house, left the, all the
comforts.
I wasn't
the best behaved, though, I have to say.
Oh, you were at it as well?
I wasn't the best behaved. I was only young.
I love this, though. Honesty. Yeah. See?
What is the point in coming on here and you've
bluffing
got to be true to yourself?
Of course.
You've got to be, yeah.
So you found fun elsewhere. Yeah. We think he might have as well.
Maybe.
But he was the one who had the balls to say.
Yeah, this is it.
Would you have just tried to going for a bit?
Yeah, because I'd sort of thought, right, I've been wrong. I've been really, really naughty here. And, you know, come on, we're going to try. I'm 30. We need to just knuckle down and let's, you know, grow up.
Yeah.
Basically, let's grow up. We've got a marriage. We've got kids.
How many kids at this point?
Well, we had two together and I had Sam. So three kids. And I was, we've got to make it work. But no, he didn't. He'd had enough.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, he'd had enough.
So he packs his stuff and he leaves.
Yeah, he leaves.
And you're left in the house with the kids going, oh, okay, all
having
right.
A ball.
So where does Joe come into it?
So 18 months later.
Okay.
Blues Bar, Crosby, the famous Blues Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, met this man. Took him 6 months. I was just like, no, he's just going to be a heartbreaker, you know.
Yeah.
Tall, good looking. In my eyes, I was like, too good looking for me. Just, you know,
honestly.
Took him 6 months, ended up going out with him, sat in the car till 5 a.m. and that's it. We just clicked.
Oh.
We talked all night and we just clicked. And it's been turbulent. We've had our ups and downs. We really have. But I have to say, as we've got older now, it's like you just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
All those silly fights you used to have about nothing.
Yeah. So this, you went from ice to fire.
Yeah, complete.
Totally different.
That is a great way to put it. Yeah.
So everything's ignited, your engines are revved.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picturing you like a Spanish frock and maracas.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. And you're like, come on, Joe, set my life on fire.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
But like you say, the passion can sometimes be a little bit feisty.
Yeah.
Have you got kids with Joe?
Yeah, we've got one child.
Okay, so 4 in total then?
4 in total. Grace is 22 now.
Right, and this was the wedding of the year that we all saw on Instagram. Was that Grace?
That
was,
no,
was
Amy.
That Amy? Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you are, love of your life. Is this when you moved to Formby or was this?
No, we only moved to Formby 5 years ago when I lost mum.
Oh, right,
that's when
okay.
we moved to Formby.
Okay.
So Crosby girl, through and through.
So you and Joe, did you ever have a moment where you thought, well, this isn't going to last?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. He's been bin-bagged I don't know how many times.
What would you say was probably one of the most standout moments in your relationship then?
Oh.
One that you look back on and you go, oh, that was, we were on thin ice there, but then you've pulled it back.
There's been so many.
Has there?
Yeah, there really has. Yeah, there's been so many, but we've always managed to pull it back. Always.
Can I ask a question that I think people might be thinking here?
Yeah.
I love this. It's like a proper jangle. This is
great.
So I know loads of cleaners get in touch with me and they say this is like the cleaner's choice of podcasts. So you're on your own, you're in someone else's kitchen and you've got this on in the background and I can imagine them now turning the Hoover off. Is she going to ask what we're thinking? Were there ever moments where you wanted to go back to ice from fire?
Yeah.
Did you ever go back to Mal and have that moment of... No, you didn't.
No,
but it crossed your mind thinking...
Yeah. I think... Yeah, you sort of think, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah,
it was so easy, you know. Me and Mal were great. We were great friends.
And you still are to this day.
Still are. It, you
got the kids together.
Yeah, it was great being married. It was real family man. Yeah. And
safety.
Everything, security. And Joe was just the opposite of all of that.
I watch films and I see films where people split up and then they come back together. One of my favourite films is that Jennifer Aniston one. And I can't remember what it's called now for the life of me. It's where she's, but anyone know, give this a Google for me. It's Jennifer Aniston and she finishes Vince Vaughn. And they have this gorgeous relationship, but they're fire.
Ooh,
and they split up. And all the way through the film, I watch it with my Jay all the time. I've watched it so many times and I go, there's no way I wouldn't come back to you.
Yeah.
I just know I would, yeah. No matter what.
You can't leave that passion.
You can meet anyone and leave me, but I know.
He'd be back.
I'm thinking that with Mal here because I'm thinking he sounds like such a good guy.
Yeah.
But your Joe's lovely, don't get me wrong, and you've had all these wonderful times. But when I see it in a film, I always think, where there's love,
you
would go back no matter how much you love what you've moved on to. Yeah. When you've got that safety and that love, of course it's going to cross your mind.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
No, never. Never, no. I'm very much like, when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Okay.
You know, that's for me, it's always been, that was it. It was a part of my life. It was a lovely part of my life.
Yeah.
But it was a long time ago now. And now it feels like that chapter's finished, closed.
Friendship now.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Yeah. It's just, you know, hi, how are you? Yeah. How's the kids? I like hearing about his love life, you know. How's Penny?
Is he still putting it about? Is he? Still different everywhere?
Yeah. He's got a nice little girl and he's doing all right.
Love it.
Yeah.
So we've done the love, we've done a bit on the fashion. I want to talk to you about how glamorous you are. And you did something very publicly. So podcast sponsored, Skin by Sam, find you on Instagram, Double Iron Skin. So I've just been for a drip after Cannes. I needed a vitamin drip and I've just had all my B's, my vitamin C.
Love it.
Everything you can think of in this, like in hospital, a proper drip. You sit on the bed and you have a proper
drip. Oh, so good.
And it all gets, like he adds all these other bits into this saline drip thing. So I've just had that and I'm going to feel fabulous. I can't stop weeing, I'll be honest, I'm holding it in now. But it's flushing everything out. And I do love a treatment and I love a beauty treatment. And you recently had cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, tell everyone what you had done and why you had it done.
So I actually got this free.
Stop it.
I did.
Who from?
I got this free. I had a full stomach reconstruction on the NHS by one of the top surgeons.
Yeah.
Because my stomach had felt a bit after four kids.
But now I look at you and I've watched you in your clothes, your dresses, honestly, immaculately. She's amazing. So currently now she's in a cream boho dress, a leather waistcoat, all the jewellery to go. She's one of those women that looks like she's just thrown herself together. She could be on the front cover of Vogue.
No, I wish.
Honestly, that's exactly how I see you. That's through Leanne's eyes.
That's lovely, but no.
And I never saw you. You're tall, you're slim, you're glam. I never saw you as someone who would even think of a tummy tuck. So what was going on underneath the boho ruffles?
I need to show you the picture. Honestly, I never ever wore anything that was tight fitting or my stomach was huge.
Like pot bellied or loose skin, what was it?
So I had something like six hernias and it was just like a big pot belly and it'd get really, really swollen. I remember being on holiday with Joe and I'm thinking I'm all gorgeous in my bikini. And you know the little ladies that come over and give you a massage?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's saying to me, how many months? You know, and I was just like mortified thinking, oh my God.
Killer that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was the pain. Yeah. It was really the pain. So
this explains the NHS side of things.
Which is the NHS. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, goes along. Sees the surgeon and then I'm like, oh God, this sounds horrific, you know, full stomach reconstruction. And then he just says to me, I can see your face. I'm going to give you something now that's going to make you smile.
Go on.
You're getting a free tummy tuck out of this. And I was like, oh, do what you like.
The surgeon used to take all the hairs away.
So the surgeon, and they gave me a free tummy tuck.
So for anyone who doesn't know, talk us through the surgery.
So surgery, at first I was thinking, why do people pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
Because pain, it's horrendous pain.
That was a voice note I got from you. You were like, this is so much worse than I ever thought.
Honestly,
it was going to be.
It was horrendous.
So did they like pull your skin down?
Yeah, I actually went yesterday and I was having a little checkup yesterday. So I didn't realise, see, that the skin that used to be sort of under my boobs is now down on my bikini line.
It's pulled that tight?
Honestly, I've got a brand new belly button. And then because I'm only small, because I'm only quite slim, so my scar goes sort of from just past your hip to hip.
Yeah.
And then I've just got a little tiny cut up.
Yeah.
But you can't see it at all.
Yeah.
So usually you'd have like just this gorgeous, you know, like scar that goes round hip to hip. But mine just goes up a little tiny bit. But yeah, skin is taken from underneath my boobs, pulled right down. They make a new belly button and get rid of all of that.
It's like pulling a pair of the tights up.
Yeah, honest
down,
to God.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like
So if you're only skinny and you've had your tights on all day, women will know this and they get a bit baggy around your crotch. It's never nice.
Yeah.
That's
all pulled
loose,
tight.
Bagginess.
Stapled,
gone.
Stitched.
Yeah.
And so recovery-wise, you wake up. Explain, describe that feeling after the drugs wear off.
Pain.
Can you wee and everything, or have you got the catheter thing?
You have a catheter.
Yeah.
So you have a catheter at first, but they encourage you to get that out. And
like a C-section.
Yeah.
That's basically gone before you've even realised it's there.
They've got you up. They've got your physio's got you walking upstairs and you're still like...
Did you wee into a jug? Do you measure your wee?
Did they measure me wee?
That's my memory of a C-section.
No, I don't remember that with the babies.
So many meters or whatever before they let you go home.
And they always ask if you've done your number twos and you always lie and say yes.
What's wrong with us? Oh, we're not well in the head, are
we? No.
So there you are. You've got your catheter out. How long was you in hospital?
I was in hospital for five days.
It's better than a C-section.
Yeah.
No, 24 hours.
Care was amazing.
Yeah.
So 5 days. So, you know, when you're sort of like sitting like this, if you start slouching, I didn't have the strength to pull me. That's how weak you are.
So they pulled the muscles as well
so
as the skin?
So all of your muscles, everything is totally repaired.
My way.
So, agony, total agony. But you bounce back, don't you?
How long would you say the recovery was?
I would say I was back doing photographs.
Yes.
In my living room with a full body stocking on underneath, still swollen because no one tells you the water retention, you swell up like a huge big, honestly.
Did you get the massage?
I didn't, but I did look into getting the massage.
I know girls who've been to Turkey and they've had.
Yeah, they all get the lymph
stuff done and they have to come back and they have to religiously get it every week.
Yeah, because you don't realise that you do swell with the water retention.
That's really painful. Can you imagine the pain you felt?
That's why
someone rubbing?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought, no, I can't bear
this. No.
But I was back doing photos after about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Couldn't even stand, couldn't walk, like... Shimmying over in my heels, thinking, just smile, you know.
Yeah.
I was bored stiff as well. Doing nothing is just,
looking at the
so
results
boring.
In the mirror. Would you do it all again?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Would you recommend it for
anyone?
I would
recommend it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really would. I think for your confidence, for how you feel about yourself. You know, I was always, my nicks would be, I used to laugh with the girls on my lives because my nicks would be like, huge, big, massive things, you know, because I just wanted to cover that whole section of my body and didn't want Joe to see it or, you know, touch me or anything like that. Confidence wise, absolutely fabulous.
What's your belly button
Oh, it's amazing. I'd show you.
I will see it at the end.
All this boy's here.
I will see it at the end.
Yeah.
Does it look like your old belly button or totally different?
It looks better.
Does it?
Yeah.
I hate my belly button.
Oh, it's so nice. And it's proper little innie. I used to have an outie.
Oh, and now little innie.
Yeah, it's so lovely.
So I had a belly button piece. And so I signed my mortgage. I bought a house quite young. I did everything young me, didn't I? Got, you know, married young. And we bought the house before we got married, obviously. And I remember signing the mortgage papers. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. If I do something important, I freak out. And then I do something stupid.
Yeah, I get that.
And only as I get older, I've recognised it. And if I look back through the archives of my life, I go, oh, there's a pattern there. Yeah. So when I signed my mortgage papers, on my dinner hour, I was teaching at the time. I used to teach in like a jails, in lads' jails. I was doing role play of understanding why you're in Nick and all that. There's something you probably didn't know about that.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah, so I used to do that because my money was crap. That's on juice. So I had this other company where they go and do that. So on my dinner hour of that, with my mate Ben, who I did the company with, I said to him, we'll go and get a butty. And next door was a woman who'd done body piercings. And I went, I'm getting belly buttons. And I got it done in me dinner hour. And it's the worst thing I ever did because my body just rejected it.
Oh, no.
So my ears are fine. Yeah. But my belly button, I had it. It was a bit sore. It wasn't nice. Looked like it's healed fine. One morning I woke up. It was just on the bed next to me. This piercing.
Oh, no.
And everything had closed up. There was not even like a mark where there was a hole. It didn't exist. It's like it never happened.
That is weird.
If someone would have said to me, you dreamt it, you've made it all up and put me in a psych ward, I'd go, well, there's no evidence of this belly button piercing. My body just went, no.
Not so having it.
When I got my boobs done, I used to say to Jay, what if I wake up one morning and they're just on the pillow next to me and there's no evidence, my body's just rejected them and kicked them out, but that never happened.
I've got
this scar where when I had the babies, obviously that skin must have been damaged.
Yeah.
Some way, but you couldn't see it until I had our Joseph. More so Annabelle, the second baby, I think that stretched it out to its capacity. So I've got this weird, like, crinkly skin where it shrunk again.
Oh, isn't that strange?
It's like ball sack skin above my belly button. It's horrible. I can't bear it. I hate it. So I've had loads of, like, microneedling and all that.
Try and make it all go.
Yeah, and it's just, it needs cutting off and stitching in.
Going for it.
So somebody could just come up with that as a lunchtime treatment where you just cut that skin off above your belly button and tuck it in and give it a little stitch.
Would you have a tummy tuck?
Oh, I'd let you do it. No, not full tuck.
No.
I wouldn't. I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I wouldn't because it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
But if someone could just snip that off and do a little white stitch while I was getting my Botox done.
Go on, lie down. I'll do it. Go on.
I would. I often think about the surgeries I get done now as I get older. I'd love that eyelid one.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm really tempted to get face on.
I want facelift.
Would you?
60.
Lower face.
Yeah, lower face. Keep, because you lose that nice bit of your face,
It's hereditary as well. Yeah. We call it like the Cambo jowls.
Yeah.
So my cousins saying, talk about
you've
it.
You've got a great face. You've got like a nice round, right, lovely face.
So I've got heart-shaped face. Yeah, I've got a heart-shaped face. But this bit, I'd love that pulled up and the bit snipped off my eyelids.
Get that done in your lunch hour, you know. You can.
My mate says it was like going to the dentist.
Oh, it's so good.
So my mate went to York to get ears done. And she said, you sit in a waiting room like you're in the dentist.
Yeah.
You go in, snip, little sticker attached, a little bit of sellotape. And her sister was in the car waiting with the engine rev.
Brilliant. That is.
And she was back home.
That's brilliant.
She totally underestimated.
No downtime or anything
Not
like that?
Not at all. No, she was fine. Absolutely fine. But my mate got her eyelids done and a face done on the same day.
Ooh.
And she was a bit swollen, but she went and done the school pickup. She had it all done.
Lower facelift.
Yeah. She was on the school run.
She did not.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to.
Give me the name of the
But she did. She videoed the WhatsApp group. She had a big swollen hamster gob.
Oh, that's
She filmed the whole surgery because she was awake.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't like
I'll send you the video.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It looks like, I mean, you can see, like, they lift the skin up and then they separate the skin from the muscle.
And pull it.
And then pull the whole thing, staple it up, trim that little leftover bit of skin.
Oh.
Eyelids done, stickers on, shades on. They said, don't drive.
In my head, I'm just thinking there's all these Frankenstein's monsters coming to the school.
She was there on the school run.
This is brilliant.
She has it done 9 a.m. and she was there at 3:10.
Oh, this is brilliant.
And she's never looked back, and it did look fabulous. The results are unbelievable.
Oh, that's amazing.
But she got it not because she was older. She was one of the first people I knew to get it done. She must have been 30s, early 30s. Wow. And she said she'd had that much filler in her jaw and in her
cheeks.
So it
sort of made her face go funny or something?
It stretched the skin out. Oh, so, what? Yeah. So she said she couldn't keep putting, she would get like a boxy jaw.
Yeah.
So she said, I can't keep putting filler in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to the root of the cause. Ooh. And she had it all pulled up. So, and she looks fab.
Oh, I love it.
And that was a good 5 years ago, I reckon.
Wow.
And she looks amazing still.
Oh, you need to tell her to pass me the name of the surgeon.
Got it. Oh, well, yeah.
I love
DM me if anyone's listening. They want to know the D.
Definitely.
That's the thing about these combos. They're between me and you now, but they're between
everybody.
Thousands and thousands of people who listen. So anytime you want to chip in, you can. If you're listening, you want to rate, review, please do. Especially on Spotify. Give it a little subscribe so you get your reminder message and just click the review. 5-star all the way, please. Nice little comment and it'll be lovely for our podcast to keep going up. So we've done tummy tucks. We've done facelifts, eyelids. We've done catheters. The keywords I'm thinking I need to put in this podcast for people who want to hear. I'm like, they are probably the most random of all the podcasts.
We've gone from everything, haven't we?
Yeah.
From kids to, oh, can I just say that I really, really love me second husband because I was thinking before.
Oh, we all know you love your Joe.
I've gone on about Mal. He's going to be thinking, well, I'm going to kill him.
No,
she
let's talk
about
Joe.
Me at all.
Joe pops in with cups of tea while you're doing your lights.
Yeah,
and
he does.
Fully supports everything you do.
He is my biggest supporter. We keep trying to get him in on camera.
Yeah,
you know,
he's got the face.
Oh,
he's a handsome guy.
He is.
He supports so much what you do that he gave up half his garden and you built a studio in your garden.
So he thinks it's going to be a man cave. It's not going to be a
You're
man
not
cave.
No,
never.
While the girls are listening then, if you wanted to revamp your wardrobe with something vintage, for someone who's never bought a vintage piece,
yeah,
what would be your tips?
What
would you go for?
Okay, so if you've never bought vintage before, I would say go and have a little gander, go and have a little look in. I hate the word charity shops because I think it makes them sound, you know, a
I
bit
love a charity
yucky.
Shop, but when you say I can smell, you say charity shop, I can smell charity shop.
That musty sort of, and it's yucky.
Yeah.
But it's still not like
that.
It's not like that. It's like take for instance, Leanne, she wears something once and because of your job, it gets put to the side.
I give all my stuff to Alex.
You do.
Never want anything you've ever seen on
my Instagram. There's so many girls who do that now, but you think women have done this for generations and generations and generations. So I went to one lady's house. She must have been 70 and she's pulling out all of her clothes from the 70s that only she's had.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they were incredible. Like really cool dungas.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I wore these when I just had my first son. And
it's the memories.
It is.
And I go to Ali and I go, this was for my 21st birthday. And she goes, keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it. You're not ready. She can see my face.
You're not ready.
Ready
to part.
No.
So I would say take that sort of whatever stigma you've got out of your head and secondhand clothes, charity shop, forget that and just look at it with fresh eyes and just something small. Get yourself a little band
tee. Your waistcoat, she's got
like
a tan leather waistcoat on now.
You can throw this on with anything, any high street little dress, and it just adds it, you know, a little bit quirky. This is probably like 50 years old. It's just a little 1970s waistcoat. I throw it on with everything.
Yeah.
This is a high, well, it's not high street. This is like Sister Jane. So it's, you know, it's...
Is that 60s, 70s?
No, it's not. It's just...
So you're mixing new with old?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous, I love that.
And that's the key. I'd say if you want to just dip your toes in gently, do a little bit of new with old.
Yeah.
And try it that way first.
One of my favourite pieces I've got that's vintage. Again, I am emotional. I'm emotional about houses. I'm emotional about jobs. I'm emotional about clothing. I get attached.
I love that though. I do.
Really do get attached. And I've got this, it's a Pierre Cardin.
Ooh.
I was in the Lake District and I found this gorgeous little shop. And I've been a couple of times since and she has some lovely pieces. And it's like carpet.
Oh, like tapestry.
Like
oh, I love that.
Tan with a big black
wide
collar, like a round collar here and trim. And it's gorgeous. And I wore it for Joseph's first birthday.
Oh.
And it's just an A-line. It's like nothing I'd ever pick up ever. Covers me boobs.
Covers my legs.
Covers everything. Where they always show a bit of
boob
and a bit of leg. Covers everything. Just me wrists and me face sticking out. and everybody loved it. And I was like,
look at me.
Got a designer in me life. And it's just something I was pulled to.
Oh, I love that.
So that would probably be my tip, is just go with your heart.
Yeah.
Something that you're pulled to.
Definitely.
It's like jewellery. If you see something that's, you know, vintage jewellery or something in a pawn shop window and you're looking and you're just pulled to something.
Go like, for it.
So my big blue ring that's here.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. It's Armaria's.
Oh.
And so she got that in Italy for
the 21st. Oh, it's lovely.
Passed away, she left.
Oh, it's
to me.
Lovely.
But the story behind it is she lived with us, with me mum. My dad worked away, so she lived with me mum and me and our Hayley growing up before Jack was born. And this went missing. She thought she'd lost it. And about 5 years afterwards, I went, here it is. And it was in my till.
Oh, I collected that you it, like, people. Oh,
it's all been
Cradley
Ann's.
Oh.
So when she passed away, her husband, our Vinny,
oh,
he gave it to me. So again, jewellery, clothing.
Yeah.
It's pre-loved, but it makes it more special.
It's the history, isn't it? Like I say, when you've got this dress and it's got a few flaws, and I'm thinking, how many times has that twirled around a dance floor? How many secret kisses does that dress know? You know, the history of all the people who've worn this dress before you.
What their moments, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
exactly that.
I could be like, that was my first child's first birthday.
But you never will.
You never will.
It's too special. You never would.
Getting vacuum packed.
Yeah.
It's going nowhere. Ali, I've loved this today.
Oh, it's been
Thank
so
you
nice.
So much for chatting to us. Hope you've enjoyed it as well. Wherever you're listening, do let us know. Screenshot your episode, put it in your stories. Tag me, tag our Ali as well, and have a little look on her page. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ali. Thank you. Thanks you. So much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.